Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Welcome, everyone, here with another divine message of love for you tonight. We're going to be speaking about angels, the angelic realm, how angels work within us and through us and around us, and what their purpose is and how we can recognize how angels are around us. Yes, angels are amongst us all the time, but the point of this episode or the show is about being in the presence of angels. Us being in the presence of them, not them being in the presence of us. So they want to talk about how to recognize when an angel's presence is with you, or why you're actually in the presence of angels. So we all know that angels apparently have wings. We all know that angels are the hierarchy of heaven and they're the holinesses, and they come down and they're here to serve us. Like, everybody understands that. That's just kindergarten 101, right? But the truth is that not all angels have wings. They don't. The archangels have wings, but the holy angels do not have wings. They come in a presence. They come in this divine energy amongst us. Sometimes we can see them, sometimes we can't. Other times we just feel them. And so we're going to be speaking about how to recognize when you're in the presence of angels. Again, archangels have wings. The holy angels do not. People that have passed on, and so I need to clarify this for you guys, the people that have passed on, your loved ones, these individuals that have been so wonderful and so significant in your life, when they die, when they go up into heaven, they don't become angels. Angels don't become human. Humans don't become angels. That doesn't mean that that person doesn't become more divine in spirit, because they do. And they want to be a part of your life. They want to guide you. They want to help you. And that's wonderful that you look at them and say, oh my gosh, my son or my daughter or my aunt became my guardian angel. Well, they do look upon you. They do. But they're not angels. They're not here to be in the angelic realm. And they're not allowed, oftentimes, to be able to influence you. Angels are here on your behalf. They're on God's behalf, too. They come here, one, sometimes to protect you. You know, like we say, guardian angels, they're here to guard you. They're here to protect you. They're here to keep you safe. Let's say a car accident. You know, how many times has somebody said, wow, that kid should never have walked out of that accident, not even a scratch upon him? You think angels weren't there? Of course angels were there. Because that soul wasn't supposed to die or be harmed in that car accident. They weren't supposed to get killed. They're here to guard us. Always. They're also here to help us at some of the most devastating times of our life. Times of grief, times of heartache, times of dismay. They're here to wrap their arms around you, to be present with you so that you have an understanding that this is only about your learning. It's not about your heartache. They don't want your heartache. They don't. Angels want you to be happy, because every angel I've ever been in contact with throughout history and time, they're happy. They're happy. They have a divine presence within them. And all they have is love. Love for you, love for your children, love for your family, love for humanity. They're there sometimes on a battlefield. I don't know how many times military men and women come back and they say, I felt an angel there, or I sensed an angel there during that time. Or I was held in the arms of an angel. They have witnessed, they have spent time in the presence or the essence of an angel. And it's because those angels are always present. They don't like war. They don't want bad things. But we're all human, right? So they're allowed to watch, but they're also allowed to be called upon. So angels are there for our assistance. They're also there at your beck and call. So if you're going through something, it doesn't matter trivial or big in your life compared to others, it doesn't matter. If you call upon them or ask or pray and say, angels, come be with me. Be with my family. Help me in this need. Whatever that need is, they will come. And they will show themselves, or they will comfort you. All of a sudden, you have an idea. All of a sudden, you have a way out of the circumstance and the situation that you've been in. They'll give you wisdom. They will give you a way out. They will say, just rest now. However they're going to comfort you, they will. They shall. That's why they're here. Just for divine love. It's what they do. Now, we all understand that part. Angels are also there at happy times in our life, bringing relationships together. Oh my gosh, I met this man or I met this woman and I just felt his presence. It was like an angel touched our hearts. Yes, they do that as well. They guide people to find love. They guide people to find happiness. They place their hands upon you so that you can have the joy, the glory, the healing that love brings. Babies are born. How many times do people say, this was a miracle? My baby was a miracle. Well, there's millions of miracles going on around the world. You know, so every human's a miracle. Yes, true. But it's the divine presence of the angels right there as the mother's giving birth. As that baby enters into being human. Absolutely. They're there during illness. They're there at people's deaths. They bring people home to God. How many times do we hear us say, somebody's passing away, an elderly is passing away, and they say, the angels are here, I can see them. Of course they are. Of course they're bringing you back home. They'll help that person descend this life and go back home to God. Angels bring you there. You think if you're dying and you are all alone in that tunnel of light? No. All the angels are there. They're all there. And they're guiding side by side on each side, everywhere around you, taking you home. Of course they are. Because they want you to know how divine you are and how much you are loved. It's their duty. It's their way. Sometimes people just pray and pray and pray for the first perfect job. They hate their job. They want the perfect job. And all of a sudden, they go into this interview and they feel, wow, it felt like I was coming home. Those are the angels that are amongst you. Those are the angels that are at your presence to help you find your way, because you have a calling, because you have a purpose, because you want more for your life and your family. You think they're dancing at the weddings? Absolutely. They're rejoicing in the heaven every single sunrise. They sing at sunrises. They're there every sunrise with the promise of God that's coming to you today. And they go throughout your day all day long. And at the end of the day, they sit at the sunset and they watch the moon shine and the stars come up. They're there. Morning, afternoon, evening, they're all present at all times. And they're just waiting for you to call upon. They're just waiting for you to ask. Now, your needs aren't necessarily always their task. Your joy is. Your healing is. Your ability to shine in their light is. Sometimes people have car accidents, and like I said earlier, somebody walks out without a scratch. Other times, people don't. And those angels are there to help that person go home in their tragedy. Absolutely. They're there with our food. That's why we bless our food. We bless our food saying thank you for the food that you've given us. They're there with the birds singing in the morning. Wake up every day. Doesn't matter if it's winter, spring, fall, summer. The birds are chirping every morning. And the birds are flying just with the angels flying too. They're trying to bless you every morning for you to have a good day. For you to know love. For you to have a good, blessed day. And for you to have gratitude and hope. And humility and grace. They have wonderful personalities. They do. Not all of them are so holy that you can't speak with them. Some of them are laugh. They play. They're like, oh my gosh, you need to laugh a little bit because you're so darn serious. But I guarantee one thing. When you're in the presence of angels, you will feel better about your life. You will feel better about yourself. You will have peace within yourself. And you want to dance. You want to have so much more. Angels come with music sometimes too. Well, most of the time, archangels do. So, I'll give you an example of Gabriel and Hope, because they come around me often. When you hear violins playing, when you hear bagpipes, when you hear the lyre or flutes, when they talk about the music of the angels, the holy ones singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, holy, holy. You can hear it. And they come. They sing. And they have music that accompanies them because they're at worship of God. They want to bring the music. They want to bring their faithfulness to you and to God. They bring you closer to God. It's what they're here to do. That's their job. Is to have you have peace within yourself. So your body can resonate in such a way that you can find divineness back within yourself. to who they are. Some of the ways, other than the sunrise, the sunset, the birds, the water, the music. One of the things that I've witnessed over the years is I find pennies. Pennies. Literally pennies. Sometimes nickels or quarters or dimes or something like that, but most of the times it's pennies. Pennies on your path. You get out of your car at the grocery store and there's a penny laying right there on the asphalt. Is it because someone dropped it? Or is it because there was an angel that placed that there so that you could remember that they're there with you? That whatever thoughts and worries and insecurities or the issues that you have, they're there to help you. Pennies. It's interesting. Feathers also. Feathers are a sign of angels being present with you. If you start paying attention to how many feathers are in your life, go outside, walk around, look at the ground. Ask for angels to be with you. And I guarantee you one thing, they drop feathers on your path. They do. Not like you're hunting for them. Don't go hunting for them, because they'll just show up. Sometimes they'll show up in your home. You think to yourself, how did a feather get onto my countertop in my kitchen? Might be a little feather, might be a larger one. But feathers are signs of angels too. Numbers. Numbers, repeating numbers, are signs of angels. 333, 222, 111. Yes, those are triple digits, but maybe it's 417. And you see it, and you keep seeing it over and over and over again. 417, 417. You wake up, and your clock is at 417. You're driving down the road, and somebody's license plate is 417. Go look up what angel numbers mean, because it's a sign for you. They're there. They're trying to be as much as you can possibly see and recognize the messages that they're trying to give you. Sometimes you can't see them because you all aren't that clairvoyant. Look at the feather. What kind of feather did you get? Did you get a goose feather? Did you get a bluebird feather? Was it a red robin feather? Hawk feather? What was it? Just a little sparrow feather, maybe. Look it up. It's a totem animal and they're trying to give you a message. They're there all the time trying to speak to you, to communicate with you, so that you can see and feel and understand that they're always present. There isn't a time where your guides aren't present, because we just talked about guides. There isn't a time that angels aren't present either. They're always there, willing to help you at your need and at your glory and at your happiness. Look at the things that are around you. Those are just a few examples. Look at the times when you've been in tears and all of a sudden you stop crying and you feel at peace, or you have an understanding about something, or you have a way to know what to do. Thank those angels. Sometimes you can call them by name because they have names too. They do. Look up the arcs. The archangels, just so you have an understanding too, and I'm not going to get into how all the angels work because it's too much. But the archangels, the seven rays are the colors of the rainbow. Each archangel, well, seven of those archangels, manifest each color of those. Our dynamics of our body and our being are also in our chakra systems with those angel colors. It's all the same. A rainbow is exactly what our chakra system is. It's our energy field. And those archangels rule those colors so that they work well in our bodies. They have different purposes. They have different paths. But it's all about divine wellness and being for you, to help you. It's not just about praying when you're at your lowest. It's about assisting you to your fullest as well. Because they want you at your fullest. They want you at your most magnificent self. I guarantee you that that's all they want, is your magnificent self. In the presence of angels, may you always be magnified to your beauty, your grace, your divine self, just as they are. Many blessings to you all. Enjoy your angels. Much love.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, in returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.